Tell us what's going on there. What do you see? What kind of people are there? How many people?
Well, I had to struggle to find a quiet spot, but there are a lot of people. This park is packed. I'm not good at estimating crowds, but definitely a lot of people. People carrying signs, many likening Obama to a socialist or Marx or Lenin, etc. A lot of American flags, a lot of Don't Tread on Me flags. And there's one guy wandering around in Revolution-era garb. And I saw some public officials as well, Jim Norman and Ken Hagen among them, both county commissioners. And I'm here with Kevin right now. Kevin, where are you from?
Palm Harbor, Florida.
And that's an interesting sign. Can you please tell our listeners what that says?
It says Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and the American Dream. How will I tell my kids they're not real?
And can you tell me what you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, you know, I've been fortunate enough to actually live the American Dream. I started a business 20 years ago from a tent with $100, and I turned it into a $1 million company. And I just want my kids to have the same chance at the American Dream that I had. And with the way this administration is strapping us with debt, I just don't know if it's going to be possible for them to do that.
So you're referring to government spending. You're afraid that it's there's just not going to be any money.
I'm afraid that the debt is going to be something that we're not going to be able to pay back, and it's strapping my kids with, you know, an estimated $40,000 a piece already per child across the country, and I just don't think that's fair to start them out that way.
And is there any type of government spending that you think is particularly excessive? Health care, welfare, defense?
Well, the health care thing is a big one because, you know, it's a full government takeover. I mean, the amount of debt that is gonna bring to us is almost insurmountable. And, you know, I think it's coming. I mean, if healthcare was the greatest thing on the planet and everybody agreed that it was, which I don't think it is, but let's say that that was the case. I still think that in the fragilest of economic times, when we're looking at unemployment levels at the way they are today, I don't think you introduce, a $1 trillion project into it. So, you know, the spending is the biggest thing for me because it hurts my kids.
Hey, Kate, I'd
so
like
you
to...
you don't believe that...
Kate, I'd like to for you to see tell us if there are any people there that are protesting the Tea Party. Are there any people that are anti-war that say that the defense budget is too big? Have you seen anyone like that?
Actually, I have not seen anybody since I've walked around, but I saw one of my colleagues from another station who said that there were definitely some heated debates going on among the crowd. But I'm sure that they're out here. I just have yet to run into one of them. It's a really, really big crowd.
All right. Well, that's our reporter, Kate Bradshaw, reporting live from downtown Tampa, the Tea Party. Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you, Sean.